Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
President Trump and Mayor-elect Mamdani had an unexpectedly friendly sit-down at the White House yesterday. Now the big question, will the bromance last? They sure sounded friendly.
I think he is going to surprise some conservative people, actually. And some very liberal people, he won't surprise them because they already like him.
We are very clear about our positions and our views. And what I really appreciate about the president is that the meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers.
It looks like the start of something new. Mayor-elect Mamdani and President Trump seeing eye to eye.
New York City loves a future that is affordable. And I can tell you that there were more New Yorkers who voted for President Trump in the most recent presidential election because of that focus on cost of living. And I'm looking forward to working together to deliver on that affordability agenda.
Look, I love New York City. It's where I come from. I spent a lot of years there. We took a big setback with a mayor that we had named de Blasio. I think this mayor can do some things that are going to be really great.
President Trump even saying he would feel comfortable living in a Mamdani-led NYC. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM from the White House.
However, things may not have been quite as warm as they seemed. Staten Island Advance says Mr. Trump broke some major etiquette rules in his handshake with Mamdani. Emily Post says people are supposed to stand up, showing respect and a more equal interaction. Meantime, Governor Hochul's weighing in on the sit-down. She says she was glad to see the president's renewed commitment to the city.
Anyone who wants to work with us to drive down the cost of living in New York, you know, we'll have those meetings, we'll have those conversations, and hopefully get things really done.
Hochul says she was glad to see Mr. Trump rejected efforts by his own party to weaponize Mamdani's background, faith, and identity. Well, holiday travel is on. Nearly 82 million people are set to go somewhere for Thanksgiving. AAA says about 90% are driving, but millions are flying, and they're nervous after the government shutdown.
The government shutdown was a nail-biter for travelers like Lizzie with Thanksgiving plans.
I was a little bit worried that my flights would get delayed.
Others still feel the post-shutdown jitters, including Drew.
I don't know what to expect, to be honest. I just hope we can make it through security fast and we can get on our plane and just get home.
And Taylor Copeland says she's staying focused on one thing.
Just trying to get to my destination tonight.
A message from airlines and the FAA, pack patience, leave extra time, and check your flight status often. Darius Ranzi's 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
And of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the info you need for the holiday travel season. Almost 10 years after she was hit and horrifically maimed by a subway train, a Brazilian woman has won nearly $82 million in a lawsuit against the MTA. In 2016, Luisa Jansen Hargard da Silva was standing with her boyfriend on the B&Q platform at Atlantic Avenue Barclays Center. She fainted and fell onto the tracks. She lost her left arm and leg and required multiple surgeries and skin grafts, ended up permanently disabled. In her lawsuit, da Silva claimed the MTA could have prevented the accident by installing platform barriers and by doing more to study and address the number of people who fall onto the tracks. took only an hour of deliberation for the jury to find the MTA negligent and order the $81.7 million award. MTA is promising to appeal. A bystander who started filming a road rage incident in Midtown ended up getting stabbed in the back. This happened just after 6 a.m. at 7th Avenue and West 49th Street yesterday. Police say a man in his 40s in a white Jeep started honking at a 25-year-old driver in front of him. Men got out in the cars and started arguing. That is when a 38-year-old man got out and started recording, only to be attacked by the older man who jabbed something into his back. Then the suspect sped off in his Jeep. He was last seen on West 49th. Victim suffered a small puncture wound, refused medical attention. The other guy from the road rage incident, the 25-year-old, stayed on scene and was questioned but not charged. Police are still looking for the Jeep driver. There's new finger-pointing over the delayed plan to connect three new Bronx Metro North stops to Penn Station. Newsday reports Amtrak has told the MTA the LIRR service will have to be cut to accommodate the plan to link the stops into the Poopen. MTA, though, describes that idea as a non-starter. Last month, the agency said the $2.9 billion Penn Station access project was at least 3 years behind schedule, and they blamed Amtrak. The project's intended to link the New Haven line to Penn and add three new stops at Co-op City, Morris Park, and Parkchester. Initially set to begin in 2027, MTA, though, now says it won't happen till at least 2030 and maybe not till 2032.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.